आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। एयरक्राफ्ट एक्सीडेंट इन्वेस्टिगेशन ब्यूरो इनिशिएट्स फॉर्मल इन्वेस्टिगेशन इनटू एयर इंडिया प्लेन क्रैश इन अहमदाबाद। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू विजिट अहमदाबाद दिस मॉर्निंग। Air India confirms death of 241 people on board. Tata Group to provide 1 crore rupees to the families of each person who lost their life. NIA searches 15 locations in Punjab and Haryana in Babbar Khalsa linked grenade attack case. Ministry of External Affairs urges Indian nationals to take safety precautions amid Los Angeles protests in US. Israel launches airstrikes on Iranian capital Tehran, emergency declared across Israel. And in shooting, Sift Kaur Samra wins bronze medal at ISSF World Cup in Munich. Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau has initiated formal investigation into Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu said that the investigation will be done in line with international protocols set by the International Civil Aviation Organization. The minister informed that the government is constituting a high-level committee comprising experts from multiple disciplines to examine the matter in detail. Earlier, Air India has confirmed that 241 people on board its London-bound flight were killed when the aircraft crashed shortly after takeoff from the Ahmedabad airport yesterday. The Boeing 787-8 aircraft was carrying 242 passengers and crew members. According to Air India, 169 were Indian nationals, 53 British nationals, 7 Portuguese nationals and 1 Canadian national. The other 12 people on board were 2 pilots and 10 crew members. The dead included several people on the ground. Former Gujarat Chief Minister and BJP leader Vijay Rupani was among the dead. One passenger, identified as Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, survived the crash. The pilot of the plane issued a mayday distress call denoting a full emergency soon after takeoff at 1:39 p.m. The ill-fated flight was under the command of Captain Sumit Sabarwal along with First Officer Clive Kunder. While Sabarwal has 8,200 hours of flying experience, Kunder has 1,100 hours. Aircraft maker Boeing said in a statement that it is in contact with Air India and stands ready to offer any support to the Tata-owned airline. Shares of Boeing fell more than 4% yesterday after Air India plane crash. The plane involved was a Boeing 787-8 Dreamliner delivered to Air India in 2014. Meanwhile, Tata Group Chairman N. Chandrasekharan has announced that the company will provide 1 crore rupees to the families of each person who lost their life in the tragic crash. He also said that the Tata Group will cover the medical expenses of those who were injured and ensure they receive full care and support. He added that the Tata Group will also help build a new hostel at BJ Medical College as part of its support efforts. Union Home Minister Amit Shah visited Ahmedabad hours after the plane crash yesterday. Speaking to the media, Mr. Shah said that the entire nation is shocked by the unfortunate incident and all citizens of the country stand in solidarity with the families who have lost their loved ones in this tragedy.
घटना से पूरा देश क्षुब्ध है और पूरा देश एक साथ पूर्ण संवेदनाओं के साथ जो दुर्भाग्यपूर्ण हादसे में पैसेंजर हताहत हुए हैं इनके परिजनों के साथ खड़ा है। सबसे पहले मैं भारत सरकार, गुजरात सरकार, प्रधानमंत्री जी, जो लोग हताहत हुए हैं इनके परिजनों के प्रति गहरी संवेदना व्यक्त करता हूँ।
The Home Minister also confirmed that the Ministry of Civil Aviation has already initiated a formal investigation into the incident to determine its cause.
Aviation Department ne apni jaanch shuru kar di hai aur jaanch tezi se aage bade iske liye bhi Aviation Mantri ji ne suchnaye di hai.
And now we go over live to our correspondent Aparna Khunt in Ahmedabad. Aparna, what is the latest update you have on the plane crash?
The incident has shaken the entire Gujarat and the relief and rescue operations are almost complete now. And according to the latest news that we have, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is reaching Ahmedabad shortly, and the PM will visit the site of the incident, and he'll also visit the civil hospital and will take stock of the situation there. More than 240 dead bodies have been pulled out from the debris and have been sent to the civil hospital. Most of the passengers who lost their lives in the incident were from Gujarat, and maximum 50 were from Anand and Kheda district alone. But the death toll is likely to increase as the Indian doctors who were present in the building at the time of the incident and are badly injured, and some of them are feared to have lost their lives, but we are yet to get any official confirmation regarding this. The DNA samples of the family members of the deceased have been taken and sent for the investigation. The reports are likely to come within the next 3 days, and the dead bodies will be handed over to the family members only after the DNA match.
Thank you, Aparna, for the update, and apologies to our listeners for the quality of that, the connection. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. National Investigation Agency, NIA, has conducted searches at multiple locations in Punjab and Haryana related to the Babbar Khalsa International Terror Organization in connection with the Amritsar Police Post grenade attack case. In a statement, the NIA informed that a total of 15 locations were searched across Amritsar, Tarantaran, Firozpur, Pathankot, Kapurthala and Rupnagar districts in Punjab as well as in Sirsa, Haryana yesterday. During the searches, several incriminating materials, including mobile phones, digital devices and documents, were seized. These are being examined for further clues related to the BKI terror syndicate. Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, has urged Indian nationals to take suitable safety precautions amid protests in Los Angeles, United States. While responding to a question about the situation in Los Angeles, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the Indian consulate in San Francisco is closely monitoring the situation.
We are aware of the developments, and as you are aware, that we take the safety, security and welfare of our citizens abroad with utmost seriousness. The LA region and California in general, it is home to a large community of Indians. We advise all Indian nationals in the region to take suitable safety precautions. Our consulate in San Francisco is closely monitoring the situation and is also remains in close touch with our community members for their welfare.
Israeli Air Force conducted airstrikes on Iran last night. Explosions were heard across Iranian capital Tehran. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz said his country targeted Iranian nuclear and military sites. Iran's Revolutionary Guards headquarters in Tehran has been hit in the Israeli attacks. Revolutionary Guards Chief Hussein Salami has been killed in the strike. He's among several senior leaders who've died in the attack. Fereydoon Abbasi, the former head of the Atomic Energy Organization, has also been killed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the attack struck at the heart of Iran's nuclear enrichment program and will continue for as many days as it takes. The India Meteorologic Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Konkan, Goa and Maharashtra over the next 3 days. Thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds reaching speeds of up to 60 to 70 kilometers per hour are also expected at isolated places in these states. And amid the intense heatwave conditions, nearly half of Himachal Pradesh is now in the grip of scorching temperatures. Not just the plains, even hill stations like Shimla and Manali are experiencing unusually high temperatures, leaving people drenched in sweat. More from our correspondent.
The trend in rising maximum temperatures continues across most parts of Himachal Pradesh. People in plains districts Una, Hamirpur, Bilaspur, Kangra, Mandi, Solan and Sirmaur are facing severe heat. Maximum temperatures in these areas are being recorded above 40 degrees Celsius. Amid this intense heat, not only the plains but also hill stations like Shimla and Manali are reeling under unusual hot conditions. According to the Meteorological Department, hot winds are likely to blow across some parts of the plains in Himachal. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Punjab, red and orange alerts have been issued for today and for the coming couple of days due to heat wave across the state and Union Territory of Chandigarh. A report.
The Chandigarh-based Indian Met Department had issued red alert for yesterday and for today as well. Bathinda with 46.8 degrees Celsius was the hottest in the state yesterday, followed with industrial town Ludhiana with above 45 degrees Celsius. Fazilka, Fareedkot, Firozpur were recorded temperatures above 44 degrees Celsius, whereas rest of the places were between 39 to 43 degrees Celsius with warm nights. The city beautiful Chandigarh recorded 41.7 degrees Celsius. The public has been advised to stay hydrated, remain indoors during peak heat hours and avoid prolonged exposure to the sun. Meanwhile, some relief is expected from June 15 onwards as thunderstorms with gusty winds are expected. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Heavy rain continues to lash several parts of Karnataka. Coastal region Belagavi, Dharwad, Gadag, Haveri in north, Chikmagalur, Kodagu, Shivamoga and Davanagere in south interior region were witness to heavy rain with sustained wind conditions. The Met Department has issued red and orange alerts in these districts till the June of 18th. More from our correspondent.
The heavy shower pounding several parts of Karnataka has badly affected normal life. In Dharwad, Bendne Halla and Tuppari Halla canals are overflowing due to heavy downpour. The twin cities of Dharwad and Hubballi were pounded by rain yesterday, putting normal life out of gear. Anganwadis and schools remain closed in the district. Gadag Deputy Commissioner C.N. Sridhar has asked residents living near Bendne Halla canal to take precautions. In Chikmagalur, continuous rain caused damage to roads and electric poles. Power cuts were reported from several parts of the district. Several houses were damaged, trees uprooted, roads and bridges submerged in coastal Karnataka, and there were some reports of hills caving in. In Kodagu too, rain affected normal life with schools and Anganwadi Kendras remaining closed. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
Moving on to the world of sports, Indian shooter Sifth Kaur Samra secured a bronze medal in the women's 50-meter rifle three-position event at the ISSF World Cup 2025 in Munich, Germany yesterday. We have a report.
The 23-year-old Sift shot 453.1 in the final to claim third place. Norway's Jeanette Hegg-Dyustad won gold with 466.9, while Switzerland's Emily Jägi took silver with 464.8. This was India's second medal at the Munich World Cup, following Ella Venil Valerivan's bronze in the women's 10-meter air rifle event. In the ICC World Test Championship final, Australia finished day two at 144-8 in their second innings, holding a 218-run lead over South Africa with Stark and Nathan Lyon at crease yesterday. Akashwani is providing ball-by-ball commentary of the WTC final, alternately in Hindi and English, which can be heard on Indraprasth and other channels from 2:55 p.m. to 10 p.m. or until the end of the match. Next, we have from FIH Hockey Pro League, where India suffered a narrow 1-2 loss to Argentina at the Wagner Hockey Stadium in Amstelveen, Netherlands last evening. With Mayur Jain, Ishwarya Rainigam, Sports Desk, Akashwani News.
And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sunil. Dailies have reported extensively on their front page on the London-bound Air India plane that crashed seconds after takeoff in Ahmedabad yesterday, showing photographs of the disaster. Dreamland disaster headlines in the Sun Times. Ahmedabad air horror, reads the Tribune headline. The Pioneer carries the photograph of the sole known survivor, Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, who recounts how within 30 seconds of takeoff, there was a loud noise and then the plane crashed. The Indian Express reports that the US will join the aircraft accident an investigation bureau probe into the first fatal crash of Boeing 787. India has strongly condemned the despicable act of vandalism of Rabindranath Tagore's ancestral home in Bangladesh and urged the interim government to take strict action, writes the Asian Age. And finally, enduring heat wave for the fourth consecutive day yesterday, Delhi experienced its hottest day of the season with 54.4 degrees Celsius on heat index, reports the Times of India. With that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau initiates formal investigation into Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Ahmedabad this morning. Air India confirms death of 241 people on board. Tata Group to provide 1 crore rupees to the families of each person who lost their life. NIA searches 15 locations in Punjab and Haryana in Babbar Khalsa-linked grenade attack case. Ministry of External Affairs urges Indian nationals to take safety precautions amid Los Angeles protests in US. Israel launches airstrikes on Iranian capital Tehran, emergency declared across Israel. And in shooting, Sifth Kaur Samra wins bronze medal at ISSF World Cup in Munich. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.